It was the wizard's voice that had kept the trolls bickering and quarrelling until the light came and made an end of them. The next thing was to untie the sacks and let out the dwarves. They were nearly suffocated and very annoyed. They had not at all enjoyed lying there listening to the trolls making plans for roasting them and squashing them and mincing them. They had to hear Bilbo's account of what had happened to him twice over before they were satisfied.
"Silly time to go practising pinching and pocket-picking," said Bomba, "when what we wanted was fire and food. And that's just what you wouldn't have got of those fellows without a struggle in any case," said Gandalf. "Anyhow, you're wasting time now. Don't you realise that the trolls must have a cave or a hole dug somewhere near to hide from the sun in? We must look into it." They searched about and soon found the marks of trolls' stony boots going away through the trees. They followed the tracks up the hill until, hidden by bushes, they came on a big door of stone leading to a cave. But they couldn't open it, not though they all pushed while Gandalf tried various incantations.
"Would this be any good?"
asked Bilbo, when they were getting tired and angry.
"I found it on the ground where the trolls had their fight."
He held out a largish key, though no doubt William had thought it very small and secret. It must have fallen out of his pocket, very luckily, before he was turned to stone.
"Why on earth didn't you mention it before?" they cried.
Gandalf grabbed it and fitted it into the keyhole. Then the stone door swung back with one big push, and they all went inside. There were bones on the floor, and a nasty smell was in the air. But there was a good deal of food jumbled carelessly on shelves and on the ground, among an untidy litter of plunder, of all sorts from brass buttons to pots full of gold coins standing in a corner. There were lots of clothes, too, hanging on the walls. Too small for trolls, I am afraid they belonged to victims, and among them were several swords of various makes, shapes, and sizes. Two caught their eyes particularly, because of their beautiful scabbards and jewelled hilts. Gandalf and Thorin each took one of these, and Bilbo took a knife in a leather sheath. It would have made only a tiny pocket knife for a troll, but it was as good as a short sword for the hobbit.